Module 11, Euthanasia. The goals for Module 11 are to be able to list the methods used for euthanasia of turtles, to know the steps involved with various euthanasia protocols, and to be able to confirm death in a turtle. Introduction. Veterinarians know about the importance of humane euthanasia. It is crucial for reducing the suffering of animals with poor prognoses. Many of the turtles that arrive at TRT, and some of those who will present to your clinic, have severe traumatic injuries that are not survivable, such as a crushed skull, or that make survival in the wild impossible, such as bilateral blindness or loss of more than one limb. In these instances, you will need to know how to provide humane euthanasia in a turtle. Special considerations. As discussed in other modules in this course, turtles have certain quirks that must be kept in mind during euthanasia procedures. Venous access can be difficult, especially if the turtle has lost a lot of blood or typical routes of IV access are damaged. The heartbeat of a turtle can continue for hours after administration of pentobarbital, making confirmation of death difficult. Secondary measures of euthanasia are necessary to ensure that the turtle is brain dead. As with all other species, turtles must be sedated before administration of pentobarbital, and they must be unconscious for most secondary euthanasia procedures. At TRT, we usually sedate with a combination of dexmedetomidine at 0.05 to 0.1 mg per kg and ketamine at 5 to 10 mg per kg, 10 to 20 minutes prior to euthanasia. These drugs can be given IM or IV. Pharmaceutical methods. Sodium pentobarbital is the most common drug used for euthanasia in TRT and is administered IV at 1 milliliter per kilogram or higher. The easiest access points are the postoccipital sinus, the subcarapacial sinus in smaller turtles, or the caudal tail vein in larger turtles. If these sites are inaccessible due to trauma, the brachial or femoral vein can be used, or the drug can be injected intracelomically if no other options are available. Alternatively, you can deliver pentobarbital via an intracardiac stick, though this can be difficult in turtles because of their shell. A Doppler probe can be used to determine the position of the heart to guide intracardiac injection. Potassium chloride at 2 milliequivalents per kilogram can also be used for intracardiac injections following sedation. Physical methods. Physical methods are used as an adjunctive form of euthanasia following administration of drugs. Once the pupils are fixed and a corneal reflex is absent, it is safe to perform these methods to confirm death. In TRT, we most commonly use pithing, in which a large gauge, usually higher than 18 gauge, needle is inserted through the foramen magnum and moved in a swirling motion to destroy the brain tissue. Other physical methods include captive bolt and decapitation. Please see Navarez 2019 in the additional resources for illustrations on how to locate the brain for the captive bolt method. Confirmation of death. Confirming death in reptile patients is a controversial subject. The AVMA recommends that a physical method be used in all cases to confirm death. Once the brain tissue is destroyed, you can be confident that the patient has been successfully euthanized. The heartbeat alone cannot be used to confirm death. Please see the website for the relevant videos and additional resources associated with this module. Key concepts for Module 11 are: humane euthanasia is common and necessary for wild turtle patients with traumatic injuries. The method used by TRT is a three-step method: sedation, sodium pentobarbital, and pithing. Confirmation of death is difficult in reptiles and must be done by physical intervention. This is the end of Module 11.